All right, may I have your attention, please? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. It gives me a great pleasure to introduce our guest speaker for this evening, Ms. Rita Seinsteger, who is going to address us on the subject of the podcasting revolution, the way to broaden our students' audience for listening and speaking. Rita is an EFL teacher for advanced courses, self-access, laboratory and multimedia coordinator at Asociación Rosarina de Cultura Inglesa. She's also a Cambridge oral examiner, CALSI coordinator at APRIL since 2001. She is call consultant, presenter of different papers at national and international seminars and congresses, and online conferences too. She works on ICT, information and communication technology, and CMC, computer-mediated communication for language learning. She's a member of an online community of practice, Webheads in Action, aimed at doing research on the use of CMC tools for language learning. So would you please welcome tonight's speaker, Ms. Rita Seinsteger.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcela. Thank you, Julio, for all your help in public, in público. And thank you all for coming to join me in this presentation, which I call The Podcasting Revolution, the way to broaden our students' audience for listening and speaking. Well, last year, I remember when I gave my presentation on the blogging phenomenon, I remember that there were very few people in the audience who were acquainted and familiar with the term and the concept of blogging. And now, after 2 or 3 years of successful blogging, I know that many teachers and students have come to appreciate the value of the change that blogging has brought about in the approach to reading and writing. And this is due to the fact that our students have come to realize that what they write is no longer read and evaluated by an audience made up of one person who happens to be their teacher. The one who reads, who judges, who marks, and who finds fault with what they have written, but instead they have a global audience to whom they address what they write in a blog, and who may send them messages from different parts of the world. And all this has changed the approach because students, knowing all this, put more emphasis on the quality of the work they produce. What then blogging is to reading and writing, podcasting has come to be to listening and speaking. So what is blogging and what is podcasting? Podcasting then is the publishing of audio or video via the web designed to be listened to on a portable MP3 player or on a personal computer. Well, we all know that our students go around with these communication gadgets, these cell phones which allow them to send SMS messages to other students or other people. We know that they go around with these MP3 players which they use to listen to music all the time wherever they go. We know that they go to cyber cafes to play video games with people they don't know. And they carry all these gadgets as if they were tentacles. They cannot get rid of them. And what do we do with these tentacles when they come up to our classrooms? We just chop them off. And we don't allow them to turn them on in class. So bearing in mind that these gadgets really offer the chance to expand their audience, to allow them to reach other people in different places of the world, and to be able to communicate safely in authentic situations, as we're going to see today together, then we should, as teachers and as communicators, try to integrate these tools into our daily practices. And I'm stressing the word communicators because, well, what is the aim of teaching a language if it is not for the sake of communicating. And, well, I know, and I really want to say this because I keep saying this in my working place, that we are all pressed all the time by parents, by kids, students who want to sit for exams, by institutions themselves. And mind you, I'm not against examinations at all. In fact, I really feel that exams are a good way of certifying level of achievement. But what I cannot really accept is that we as teachers have as an aim that of preparing our students to sit for an exam. We should prepare our students to speak the language, to communicate safely, to get their message through. That should be our aim. And then, with the help of tools like this one, we can make that miracle come true. Why am I saying with the help of a tool like this? Because in a country like Argentina, where the language, where English is not spoken in the street, our students are not likely to use English in authentic situations, as students of English are in other countries in Europe, for example. If they go out, they are likely to meet people who need some information in English, being they native or non-native speakers of the language. In our country, that is not so. Maybe nowadays in Buenos Aires, they have that chance, not in the rest of the country. So the second best chance for our students to get in contact with people all over the world in authentic situations, as you will see, is this podcasting. And I don't know how many of you are acquainted with podcasting. Hands up. Anybody acquainted with podcasting? Okay. All right. Okay. Good. All right. So, maybe you have seen these icons, which stand for audio files, in some newspapers online, because in the mainstream, it's also a phenomenon. If you go to Clarín, our newspaper, if you go to the BBC or radio stations or the New York Times, you'll find icons which stand for audio files. If you click on them, you'll see that they come up as audio files and you can listen to them for free. So this is what we are now trying to explore and exploit to give our students a chance to listen to this or to these audio files, which, and then I'm going to explain why, can become iPods. So, for the first time in human history, every individual has the power of self-expression to reach global audiences. And this implies a paradigm shift, since it allows for mobile learning. That is, we can take the educational web with us in the form of audio files. What is podcast? Well, the term itself was born in 2004 when Apple Computer Company produced these first audio players, digital audio players, like this size. This is exactly what our students, teenagers, take with them to listen to music, right? So this was the first brand name given by Apple Computer to the audio players they produced in 2004, and the term was really very well marketed, and early practitioners took to it quite successfully, and so it became famous. Now, the term podcast, then being a combination of these two words, has given birth to other terms, other neologisms, such as podcasters, which is the name given to people who provide the feeds to the cyberspace so that we can grab them and download them into hard drive, and podcatchers, that is the software that we need to do that. We're going to go into more details once I start showing you what they stand for. And one thing more, before I start showing you straight away a number of podcasts that I have collected for you so that you get a smattering of what they are. But the term podcast was declared the term of the year by the Oxford American Dictionary last December 2005. So you see how much podcasting has spread all over the world. So this is the first podcast I want to show you, and until it gets uploaded, I want to tell you that I am honored to be a member of WebHealth in Action, which is an online community of practice, which was born about 5 or 6 years ago, and which is made up of teachers from all over the world who meet regularly and do this kind of research work on these tools and explore the tools, and they get together and share findings and share possible uses that we can make of these tools with our classroom, with our students. And, sorry. This is one community of practice. There are lots of forums, discussion forums, listservs that you can join for free and subscribe to, and then get information on podcasting and how to do this. But anyhow, I'm going to do my best to just compile everything today so that you go out of this room today and have an idea of what you can do with podcasts. Well, Nick Noakes and me took up a course, an online course, last January, a course which was coordinated by Graham Stanley, and I'm mentioning him because then you'll know something else about him. And, well, Nick Noakes is British, and we shared this course together, and he published his first podcasting blog. You know that there is, in some cases, you will see that blogs and podcasts overlap, or they go together, because you have the written part, which is in a blog, and then the additional integration of an audio file on which you can click, and then you have the iPod there. So this is what I want you to listen to, so that you get an idea of what you get each time you click on one of these icons. The technician, in case it doesn't come out. There you are. Yes.
21st of January 2006. Welcome. This is the very first time I've done a podcast. I'm actually going to put it online. I'm using Podomatic, and I'm doing this as part of the TESOL Electronic Village Online course on podcasting, which is totally free and is being facilitated by three volunteers. Which is Graham, Scott, and Robert, which is great of them. And thank you, guys. Okay, so this one's really a bit about my main blog on Blogger, which is called Eds Up. And what is Eds Up? What does that title mean? Well, the title's a sort of play on words of a couple of things. Where I come from in the UK, Eds Up is sort of a short way of saying heads up, which is a phrase that basically means look out for what's coming. And in my case, the what's coming is I'm interested in is educational technologies, and particularly emerging technologies and how they can be leveraged for teaching and learning in higher education. I'm more interested in not sort of tools that are specifically designed for education, but these days I'm interested in what's out there that our students are using anyway for their own sort of outside of study lives that we could leverage to help teaching and learning. And the obvious ones of those are things like the mobile phone. I live and work in Hong Kong at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, and every student in Hong Kong has at least one mobile phone. Some of them have two. They're always very keen on getting the latest thing, so when it comes to electronics and phones. So a lot of them have 3G phones that will run video, have some sort of basic PDA types of features, certainly have email and things like that. So there's
I'm sorry not to. I have to stop it because I have loads of things to show you, and Tom might be running out. I mean, I might be running out of time, so I have to go on. And mind you, I'm not giving you any handouts because it's really daunting to see a sheet of paper with all these URLs. I've got about 20 or 30. So imagine you're having to type in all these letters and numbers. So what I'm going to do instead is just give you my URL where I have put up already a whole list of all the sites I'm going to show you so that you take your time to browse all the sites, click on them, see what you have, and, well, maybe start podcasting. So, well, this is Nick Noakes. The next... Oh. The next URL site that I want to visit is one which is produced by the BBC, and you will see why I have included this one. We're not going to listen to anything here, but rather you're going to be told about a big difference that is between listening to an iPod or to, let's say, to an audio file online just by clicking there and then downloading that onto your hard drive so that you have it handy and you can play it everywhere you go. Or the third option is exactly what podcasting is about. That is, podcasting is about subscribing to a site which provides different episodes of podcasts regularly. If you take to one of these sites because you find that it produces good podcasts that you may use with your students, then you can subscribe to that site. And the concept of subscription is quite similar to that of subscribing to a newspaper. For example, what happens if you want to buy a newspaper every day? You have two different possibilities. Either you go to the newsstand and buy it every day there, or you have it delivered to your door, right? Well, the concept is exactly the same. If you find that there is a site which you like, which produces episodes regularly and which you like, then there's no way, I mean, you should go to this site every day to see what's the new or the latest episode. You just subscribe to this and all these episodes come automatically to your computer. Quite a discovery, all right? So this is the third option. Then I have chosen another site to show, which is an ELT pod, that is a podcast which has to do with ELT specifically. And you see, it's a basic conversation for EFL and ESL students, which means that you can choose the level of podcast that you want or that you need according to the level of students you want to work with. So here you have this podcast, which is, I would say, an intermediate kind of English. And there you have, the author has provided, as you will see, the script as well if you want to work with that.
ELT Podcast.
Basic conversations for learning English.
With Robert Chartrand
and Bill Pello.
How long are you staying?
Hi, Robert. What's up?
I'm going to the U.S. next week.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Where are you going?
I'm going to Tampa.
Where's that?
In Florida.
What are you going to do there?
I'm going to visit my family. My grandmother lives there.
That sounds nice. When are you leaving?
On Saturday, March 11th.
How long are you staying?
On your own, right, and listen to this at leisure. So you will see here that you have the conversation, the script, right, all the script, and then you can choose to have this subscription function iTunes is the aggregator, the podcatcher, which will allow you to subscribe to this site if you think that it might come in handy whenever you need something for your intermediate students. I mean, more exposure to different Englishes, for example. And then, right, yes, and then you have, good, thank you. Yes, most recent, how has your summer been so far? That is, you have different topics, right? The next one is a podcast directory that is a very good list, very comprehensive list of podcasts you can choose from. And you will see, let's wait until it uploads. You will see that you have there, podcast directory. Have a look at, well, breaking news, English listening, chit chat online, whatever. You have a long list of choices. If you just click on this, you just have the chance to listen to it online, or just choose the one you want to subscribe to. But I, as I have told you, I'm just showing you a little bit of each of these sites and podcasts because I cannot play them all, right? So this goes on and on and on, and you'll see how much you can choose from, how many instances and how many podcasts really you can listen to and choose to work on. Then we have English through stories. You know how important it is to work with stories, especially when we want to work with stories with kids and teenagers. So this is another good source of podcasts. Let's see if it goes up. Yesterday I couldn't manage to see it. Might be their server was down, and I guess that, you see, yeah, right. No problem, then we'll go to the next one. The next one is a very important site for every teacher to see and visit often. You have that, Marcy. Everything in the on the list that I will give you. This Learning Times is a very important place for us teachers to visit because it doesn't only include blogs and podcasts, but also it's a learning environment. It offers the possibility of having an office, a personal office for free, and from that office you can give conferences to anybody in the world or attend conferences online, everything for free. Everything I'm showing you today is for free, so you don't need to buy any extra material or gadget. This one is the one I chose to show you today. And before we go into that, have a look at the chances that you've got. Well, webcasts and events, discussion groups, image galleries, archives. Then you have meeting rooms where teachers meet and have discussions online, that is synchronous discussions. But now, going back to podcasting, this is the one I want you to listen to right now.
Welcome to Adventures in Transformative Learning, a podcast for teachers and learners. This is episode 13, and we're very happy to have you with us for this very special episode. This episode was recorded at the recent Women's International Podcasting Expo, which was held in a virtual environment. And we invite you to join us as we meet together with a group of women spanning the globe for this discussion about change in the life of adults, and especially women, and change across their lifetimes. And as we talk about transformative learning, you can find our podcast at www.podcastforteachers.org, and you can reach us at atlpodcast@gmail.com.
We have with us Dr. Kathy King and Barbara Hoyer. They will answer your questions, and they themselves have a lifetime of learning behind them. So I will hand this over to Kathy King, and Kathy, it's all you.
Thank you very much. We're very happy to be here, and as Penny said,
This is Dr. Kathy King and Dr. Barbara Hoyer from Fordham University, and this is an episode of Adventures in Transformative Learning, a podcast for teachers and learners. We can say we're live from the Bronx at Fordham University, and this podcast is about life is about change and learning with change, being able to be transformative.
Okay, let's go to the next one. And this is the Bob and Rob, Show podcast, and I've chosen this one because it is an absolutely different kind of podcast, which has been produced by a couple of gentlemen live. It's a radio show, which is also podcasted, which is also recorded, so that anybody missing one show live then can go back to the recorded version, the archives, and listen to this. So you will see that it has all the features of a radio show, which you can use. With adults, for example, those groups of conversation classes, which which students want to be exposed to real communication examples. Then you can use this for adults or for advanced students of English.
Hi, it's the Bob and Rob Show. This is Bob.
And this is Rob.
Okay, faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the Bob and Rob Show.
It's the Bob and Rob Show.
It's Bob and Rob.
Yeah.
Super Bob and Super Rob.
Here we are again.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
God, it's raining again today.
Incredible, yeah.
Like, I'm almost starting to miss the heat and humidity.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I don't really miss it, but it's just been raining every day.
But you know something that's very odd? About a month ago?
Yeah.
In July, England had a kind of a heat wave, actually.
Yeah.
And it's amazing in Britain, because if it goes above 35,
yeah,
the roads start to melt.
You're kidding me.
No, the tarmac melts and tires
stick to the asphalt.
Yep, they have major problems. Winter, if there's any kind of snow blizzard, everything closes down.
Sorry,
a snow blizzard in the winter.
Yep.
I'm sorry about this, but we need to go ahead. So the next podcast is one which I have chosen to inspire students. And I thought of this one because it's been produced by Brazilian students. And it shows not only the way in which they speak and the accent, which is normal, so that everybody relaxes about having different accents, but also because they really broadcast aspects of their own culture. And so we can inspire students by showing a podcast like this. We can tell our students to start preparing a podcast on Rosario, the place where you live, and start exchanging different features or different characteristics of the cultural life of the students, of the places where the students live. And this is a blog, as you will see, and I want to make you listen to the first one.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the program California Appreciation Society coming to the air again. All right, and yes, as every Sunday here at Sound Radio 1503 AM and on the net www.soundradio.com. Brazilianmusic.info. All right, and I am MDC Swingy, and I'm here to bring you the best Brazilian music beyond the cliches, my friend. But, yes, I have some weird news. No, good news, I'm going to Brazil. All right, then this program you're listening to is a recorded program. Probably when you're listening to it, I am in an airplane.
Okay, sorry about that. And then another one, the next one is a very good one, which is has been produced by Johnny, who is a teacher of English as a foreign language. And he produced this using Podomatic, which is very user-friendly and very comprehensive site, combining both blogging and podcasting, and the one which I have chosen myself to work with my students. So you will see how this person has used Podomatic. This is his blog, and then you have different episodes. You see that in blogging and in podcasting, the latest episode comes up at the top. So that if you're going to go to the first one, you have to scroll down, right? So we're going to listen to any of these. Well, it's high school reunion, which is a nice topic because you learn a lot